Trustees and others, please come to order. Let me remind the trustees and others who speak to do so directly into the microphone when speaking so that everyone can hear you. Trustee Munville, will you convene the Committee of Collective Bargaining, please?
Thank you, Chair Carter. I'll call the Committee on Collective Bargaining to order. Unless there are any objections to the minutes of September 20, 2011, I will deem them approved. All right. We have one action item today, the ratification of the tentative agreement for a full collective bargaining agreement with the Union of American Physicians and Dentists, UAPD, who represent our 115 physicians in Bargaining Unit 1. I'm going to ask Vice Chancellor Gail Brooks to present the items. Vice Chancellor Brooks?
Thank you, Trustee Munville. Staff recommends that you ratify the tentative successor collective bargaining agreement with the UAPD, who represent the 115 physicians across the system. The highlights of the party's tentative agreement include a three-year contract duration, the maintenance of status quo with respect to salary and benefits in year one, and reopeners at either side's request in years two and three of the agreement. We've excluded doctoral programs from the tuition fee waiver program and have clarified some language on the layoff and assignment procedures in the use of release time for professional development. And with that concludes the information on this successor agreement, and we ask the board to ratify.
We have a motion and a second. What I'd like to do, if it would serve the committee, I'd like to allow public speakers to address the committee, and then we can take up the item. I'll go to public speakers then. Our first speaker, Pat Gant, CSUEU, followed by Russell Kilday Hicks. Pat?
Good afternoon. Hold on. We have waited patiently. I'm sure you are having deliberations about all the collective bargaining processes underway, and our congratulations to UAPD on an agreement. CSUEU is in the midst of bargaining with the Chancellor's Office and the CSU, and at this point in time, we only have one proposal on our side of the table and about nine on your side of the table. We await your response in our next bargaining session in early December. It is no surprise to most of you in the room that our position on parking fee increases or allowing the campuses to control the parking fee policies is a slap in our face. I would like to deliver 5,000 signatures of our members and supporters against any parking fee increases in your current bargaining proposal. Can I give this to a management person, Bill Candela? Thank you, Nate. We take bargaining very seriously. We have engaged our members with the facts, our positions, and what we want to do and how we want to do it. And our goal is to get an agreement that you can ratify and we can ratify. I believe it's in the best interest of all of us to bargain to a point of getting an agreement so we can concentrate on the bigger issues facing us as a system, as unions, and the state. Together, we can make a difference in the state of California. We have proven that in the past. When we work together, we make a difference because the state of California, with Governor Schwarzenegger, returned funds back to the CSU system when no other agency had any funds restored. We did that by working together. Let's work together at the bargaining table and work together to get the funds restored. Thank you.
Russell Kilday Hicks, followed by Tessie Reese.
Good afternoon. I'm Russell Kilday Hicks, Vice President for Representation. I'm in charge of CSUEU's bargaining team. Back in May, when bargaining began for a successor contract, management was talking about status quo with a few minor clarifications of language to lighten the grievance load, which is an agenda that we can agree with. Now, late in the game, the tune has changed. Any way you look at this parking proposal, it feels like a pay cut to some of our represented employees. This is like that old cartoon of the monkeys where you have the big monkey beating up the medium monkey who in turn picks on the small one. Why would you do this to an already demoralized workforce? Even if the bargaining team agrees, and you have a pretty good idea of where we stand with these petitions, what makes you think you can get the members to ratify? While it's true this doesn't affect all our members, I personally take a train to work and would like us all to use cars a little less. There's this old saying among union folk, an injury to one is an injury to all. I have to admit, the union's agenda in bargaining is a little more ambitious than yours. We have the LMC report on compensation fresh in our minds. And really, is it unreasonable to think that ideas vetted jointly between the parties could actually be applied to address the broken classification and compensation system we are currently struggling with? I would hate to have this opportunity to address these serious issues missed. It really would be a shame. No matter what is happening with the budget, you still have a system to run, and you need us to do that. I tell our members there is no union agenda removed from the CSU. As the CSU goes, so we all go. I mean this sincerely. We are all in this together. Let's circle the wagons and face the challenges united. An injury to the CSU is an injury to us all. Thank you.
Tessie Reese, followed by John Orr.
Hello. My name is John Orr. I'm the vice chair of Unit 7, as well as the lead parking officer at Cal State Fullerton. The funny thing about money is the value of money lots of times is an issue of perspective. $100,000 to me at my current salary rate is equivalent to 3 years of my life. For Kobe Bryant, $100,000 is maybe what, 3 hours, 3 minutes? I don't begrudge him his salary. What I'm saying is, his idea of what a lot of money is and my idea of what a lot of money is are very different. Cal State Fullerton Parking and Transportation brings in about $9 million a year in permit sales. My guys right now are on track to bring in about $1.5 million in citations. I think we can do better, and I'm pushing for that, but that's what we're on track for at the moment. We have about $3 million in reserves, and we have about $90 million or more in debt service because of the three parking structures we've built in the last 5 years. On the other hand, I make $3,009 a month. That's my base salary. After taxes, I bring in about $2,400. Rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Orange County is about $1,400 a month. I spend $80 a week on average for groceries, $50 a week on average for gas. I have student loans to pay back. I have car loans to pay off and other things. The point of this is if you raise parking fees, what that means for Cal State Fullerton is if you raise it the max that you could possibly do it, you would increase Cal State Fullerton parking and transportation revenue by about $350,000. For someone that makes $11 million a year, that's $350,000 a year, that's not a lot of money. However, for me, that's $40 out of my paycheck. What can Cal State Fullerton do with $350,000? Well, we spent $105,000 this year buying 7 new vehicles. We could spend that money maybe on some new citation riders, which we really don't need. I asked my boss about it, and he said, well, I need to build a new building, and $350,000 is not going to do that. So that money really has no meaning for them. What does $40 a month mean to me? It means next weekend I can take my daughters to go see the Muppets. It means in December I can buy them the Happy Nappers that they want for Christmas. In case you're wondering what that is, it's like a pillow pet, but newer. So the point of this is $350,000 has very little meaning to Cal State Fullerton Parking and Transportation. But $40 a month means a great deal to me. Thank you.
I would thank, on behalf of the committee, all the speakers for their comments. I think, you know, we recognize that this continues to be an open bargaining issue. And I think on behalf of the committee and the system, we remain committed to working with you at the table to address these issues and appreciate your comments today. We do have a motion and a second to ratify the university's tentative agreement with UAPD. If there's any other discussion or questions on that item. Hearing none, members of the committee, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So ordered. The CSU tentative agreement with you, APD, has been ratified. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This concludes the work of the Collective Bargaining Committee.
Thank you, Trustee Monville. The board will now take a lunch break. We will reconvene at 1:15 in this room.